Hi, Dumpster Divas. We are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet. And we have a bonus ep today, a bonus episode of the pod, because we wanted to dive into the premiere of Bachelor in Paradise. We covered it last season. This season, you know, we've bowed out of Batch Nation, but we're happy to jump back in with some fresh faces and to help us, recap the premiere episode of BIP. I'm joined by Nicole Travolta. You can follow her at Nicole Travolta on Instagram, TikTok. She's an actress, writer, comedian. And I am hoping we can get a little bit of Elizabeth Holmes takes on BIP today. Nicole, welcome.
Hey. Thank you for having me.
Yes, excited.
Listen,
it's
your
chat.
Wish is my command. You might be the first man to request this impression from me.
Really? There's not been any of that on like a date? I mean, I don't know your relationship status, but.
No, absolutely not. I've literally started posting about this, but men are terrified of Elizabeth Holmes. It's like a thing. They don't want me to do it. They're like, please don't do Elizabeth Holmes anymore. I get DMs all the time from men begging me to not do it because it scares them. I'm like, I feel like I've got the key to the world. I'm going to keep doing her.
That is so weird to me. Like, what to them is so scary about her?
It's probably that I literally look 100 shades of nuts, and it's like,
oh, I think you say like her.
But that's,
I think I'm gonna say, like, when you put the wig on and the getup, you really do look like her.
It's really scary. I mean, I feel, but that's part of the fun, right? You want to transform. That's where I'm like, okay, good. It's a good impression. I totally do it a little of Elizabeth.
Well, I feel bad. I'm so I went to school for theater, and I the part of theater school that I just was god awful at is any sort of accent class we had to take. Like, I'm so bad at it, so therefore really not good at impressions. We've had a couple like different impression comedians on the pod. Andrea Lopez, I don't know if you follow her.
So her and I are friends.
Oh, you guys are? Oh my God, great.
Yeah. I love her. Do you know Anna?
Anna, yes. Anna is coming on the pod soon, actually.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay, Andrea are, literally, we do things together. We did like a Love is Blind thing.
I think I did see that.
Anna and I do Steve and Miranda.
Yes, I've seen that. So, I've seen the Miranda, so, which is so funny.
That's so funny.
Me.
Yeah, both of them are like,
well, we had Andrea on, and I always feel so bad because I'm like, I remember I hate being the person like going to musical theater school where someone's like, sing. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. And then I'm like asking you to be like, do an impression for me. And
no, I'll
she's
do
always
it
down.
For you.
I feel like you'll be down too.
I'm super down. I feel like that's part of the fun of it. It's more awkward when I've been at a table before and they're like, do it. I'm like, we're eating dinner. And they're like, do it. Tell us how you like the food.
Sure.
Say it as Drew Barrymore. I'm like, a mouthful of mac and cheese. I'm like,
you know, so it's delicious. The only impression, and I can kind of tap into, is Dorinda Medley impression. But I know you're not like a Housewives girly, but
no. But can you please do it for me? Because I do love Dorinda.
What happens is when she gets lit, she starts to slide in to the lish, and it gets like really up in the like it's like fresh. She's like, don't say that I didn't do that when you did. that's about it.
No, literally. Okay, so here's the deal. I used to love the Housewives, and I mean avidly New York, especially when
of
Bethany.
Course.
You know, I mean, it was the best, and I was really into Beverly Hills. And then I don't know when I sort of dropped off, but I just couldn't keep up with it anymore.
Yeah.
But I do love when I get back into it, or I'll watch a little bit of it, I fall right back into it and feel like, oh yeah, this is why I used to love it. But I can't seem to ground myself to watch it through and through.
So I get
people
it.
Will ask me, you know, all the time, not all the time, but a lot, like, oh, you know, do you do any, you know, Housewives or whatever? And I'm like, I really should, because they're so fun and funny and they're all sort of charactery, but I just always fall off of that.
You're not like, I mean, I know I'm sitting here like having you on essentially a Housewives podcast, but I'm not about to talk shit about them, but we're kind of in a flop era right now, I think.
Okay.
There's a lot, because a lot of the shows we all used to love are no longer good. And then some of the other shows that are good, we feel like don't get all the recognition for being amazing. So if obviously if someone needs like an entry into current Housewives, that's like quality to like old, Real Housewives of Potomac is like, it's so good. So if you need a new show, it's, okay. I mean, we're on season like 7 or 8 now, but, so it's been around for, or 7, I think, the new season's about to start, but they're killing the game. They're so good. And the women of Salt Lake City are pretty good too. Salt Lake City is a little, it gives like New Jersey, early New Jersey to me, because there's family, there's crime, there's jail.
I love this.
You know, those are the two that I kind of point people in if they're looking for like, if they want to hop on the Housewives train now, because Beverly Hills has kind of evolved into this other thing that it just wasn't before, which is why it's not my go-to, but a lot of people still love it. And then New York just lost its gusto, which made me so sad, because
I loved New York. I really, that was my favorite.
Same.
I would say that's probably one of my favorite ones. I actually want to say that my mom is the one who got me into the Housewives, and she was like, you have to watch Real Housewives of New York. And then again, like, we both sort of fell off. She fell off before I did. She's like, it's too much. It's not fun anymore. I don't like it anymore. Yeah. And so I do know, I mean, people are like obsessed with it. So,
well, the issue is, and I think we fall into this with like Batch Nation as well, is that they, when these characters, and I call them characters because they literally are to, like, 100%. There are sitcoms now, like, you know what I mean? Like, they are television characters. And when they become too in on what they are is when we lose the thread. And like when they're too down for what the opportunity means, you know?
Yeah. Like, I totally agree with you.
Like, can you imagine?
Bachelor Nation for me was a big one. Again, I've been watching The Bachelor since the first season. Mm-hmm. I would watch, I mean, it was really young, but my mom and I would watch it together and we were obsessed with it. But there was something that felt magical about it because it was kind of like this Prince Charming sort of thing. This really successful, hot man would be, you know, awaiting these like princesses. And even though there was drama, it actually really did feel more authentic. And there's this whole thing happening. I mean, this is everywhere, but now it feels like everyone is on there, and like then you become an influencer, and it's like this weird sort of new age of The Bachelor. And I just don't, everything feels like a plan, like even on this Gabby and Rachel season.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, which I have some questions about that season when we get into it, but
I didn't give my whole heart to it. So I can give you my 2 cents.
You're fine.
But Anna and I did like a spoof of the two girls. And so she was very much like, you have to watch the show. You have to watch the show. Mm-hmm. And I like almost couldn't even get through because the men were so terrible that, and this whole thing and the way that they presented everything, the sit down of like, we have to tell you that unfortunately so-and-so has tested positive for COVID. Like,
no, there was a COVID outbreak.
It's so dramatic though. It was too much.
Well, the show is so dramatic for no reason, nothing. Yeah, well, the reason I think like my most current reality obsession was Selling the OC, which I highly encourage.
Watch that.
It is wild. And here's the thing is I actually love the Selling the Selling shows on Netflix now that they're creating, because it begins from a place of we're all in on it, this is kind of fake. When we start in a real place and then get to like in on it, like it messes up the genre in my brain. Do you know what I'm saying? Like Housewives in the beginning, it was not, had nothing to do with like what the world thought, like any in social media or things like that. Right. But then it became that. But then this is like completely an opportunity to be on TV. They're all just like starving actors in Los Angeles and pretending that they like selling homes. But you're just kind of, you're like, okay.
You're in on it.
Yeah, I get it.
You're in on it. And they're all, I mean, when I first watched the first season with, you know, like Christine Quinn and the whole thing, I was like, this is amazing television. I also am really fascinated with the LA real estate in general, or real estate. And I mean, I fascinated to the point of I'm not researching it, but I like to look at it. So it's fascinating to me watching these like hot women go in and they have, it's just, it's very funny. I think it's a great show. So I agree with you.
And I encourage, Selling OC is kooky because the OC, I'll watch it. I mean, I don't, Orange County is a kooky place.
Oh yeah. It's a real, it's scary.
It's Trump.
Sorry to anyone who's from Orange County, but it's no, a little scary.
I'm not.
I'm not either.
If, you're,
I'm
if not you either. Chose this, will stay there. I mean, I actually do have a good friend that lives in Newport and I'm like, how do you do it?
Like, well, because it's a full different world. Like being in LA and going there is, it's basically transporting yourself to like, oh, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but the Florida of
no, it's
California.
So Florida. It's like insurrectionists with boob jobs.
Yes. And, but they have, I will tell you this, they have, do you have great malls? There's like a thing in Newport that they all have great malls. So you could really actually go there and have a great shopping day and have a great lunch. But if you look around, it's character central. Yeah. Everyone is, you know, look, it's just totally
and
different.
Yeah. And everyone's, I feel like plastic surgery is so regional. Like,
totally.
Do you know what I mean? Like New York plastic surgery has a whole different feel to like
LA.
And Bachelor's new plastic surgery world is, I think, like the Nashville circuit is like, cause that's where all the bachelor live.
You pinpointed that. That's like a nail on a head.
Yeah.
I truly feel that in my core. Mm-hmm. It's something is like, very also beauty pageanty about it. Everyone has this like, it's like infused glow. Mm-hmm. I can't, and they all get new faces.
Well,
so
and I,
I'm so mean.
No, it's fine. Oh my God. I'm so mean. I just called people who live in the OC insurrection Barbies essentially. So I think we're okay. Wait.
We're really killing it together.
We are. Before we need to take a pause on this because I have so much to say about Batch Nation. But we like to check in with our new guests here on the pod about the kind of their journey with reality TV. And you've been chatting about that a little bit. But what reality show and also maybe what reality star made you, we call ourselves dumpster divas, trash people who love the trash that they consume. Take it away.
You know, I am going to say that I think it was for me the Laguna Beach era and the hills, because that was a time in LA where everything was sort of changing. I felt that that was a lot of when the reality show started getting even more so on the map. Mm-hmm. And you would watch these young kids essentially that I'm the same age as, and you would be running in their circle. I actually lived in the same place that Lauren and Heidi and Audrina lived in while they were filming.
Oh, wow.
Called the Villas at Park La Brea, which is literally up the street here from me now. And they used to film there and stuff. And I mean, I was fascinated with the show. We would watch it every week, a group of us, and we would go to this, like all those places that they would go to, Les Jew, which was a huge nightclub out here at the time. Mm-hmm. And you'd see them, they'd be filming, and you were just kind of ingrained. It felt like you were almost living parallel lives with these people. And it's so funny because I recently rewatched it just for the fun of it. Mm-hmm. And you realize how fake it is. And now they're all coming out and doing these podcasts about, none of that was real, or this was real, or whatever. But you were obsessed with it. And at the time, like being that young and watching it, I really absorbed it and felt like, oh my God, this drama, whatever. And then now watching it now, when you're older, you're like, oh yeah, this is totally fake. But I was in it.
Yeah,
I was so ingrained in it and loved it. And it was, I mean, at the time I was like, give this show an Emmy. Like, this is amazing.
Totally. I rewatched a couple episodes during like the pandemic or something like that. Yeah. I think I was on a podcast where we talked about The Hills for a little bit. Every episode is like what? Without commercials, like if you just bought the episode on iTunes, it's like 21 minutes long or something like that, right?
You could watch I just rewatched the whole series. You could watch like four seasons in
a day.
No time. Yeah.
So, but then like like an episode would span over like weeks. It's like they would film, they were working so much. Like they were filming constantly.
Yeah.
And that's how little was going on in their lives. That they were like filming constantly, but they were like they would jam like 3 weeks worth of content into a 20-minute episode, which is like crazy. Like
it's yeah.
Reality shows are so much more efficient now. Like Bachelor in Paradise, they film for literally not 3 weeks, I think, like just short of that. Like they just go.
They just, well, and that's the thing too. I think it's just evolved into something so different. And, you know, at that time, this Simple Life was,
so you remember good.
That show for me also was a big one, but I don't know that I necessarily consider that. I wouldn't say that that's like in the same caliber. That felt like a very, you had sort of a, like a premise, you know, and they were right.
There's a shtick, and like it's more,
And it felt more like scripted television to me when I would watch it because it was so just like
kind of
off kilter, whatever.
Yeah,
but that and like the, I mean the Kardashians too, and I'm still watching the Kardashians. I love this new Hulu. I'm like immersed in it, and it's those I think would be the two that really got me ticking.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Well, so you were liking the new Kardashians on Hulu. I'm not disliking. I can never kind of find my spot with them. It doesn't comfort me like it does others.
I think that I really, and listen, there, I know that there's things that people will say and that, you know, it's, you know, there people are back and forth with them. Oh, they don't whatever with this, but I think what I really love about them is how they are the closeness of the family and that no matter what bad decision, good decision, mistake, anything, like they're like there for each other without judgment. And it seems like that's pretty authentic just in the through line of their lives and interviews that they're wild and crazy and people make poor decisions or one person did this or one person did that. And there just feels like there's just such like a close knit. Is that a word? Who cares? I'm making it up.
Yeah,
a close knitness.
Yeah. I like
of them that just feels admirable for a family because families aren't like that. Families are cutthroat, right? Mm-hmm. Like
the dark part of it is I don't think they have anyone else. Like, I think they kind of have ice. They've reached a level of fame where you can't really make new friends that aren't famous.
You can't trust people.
No, you can't because, I mean, they're royals. They are our royals, like, unfortunately, however you want to feel about royals or them or whatever, but they are that. Like, they're that level of fame. Like, if God forbid, one of them passed away, the funeral would be on CNN. Like, do you know what I mean?
Totally. Like,
it's our equivalent. Like, and I don't know. I think if they had the opportunity to spend some time away, I feel like some of them would take it over others. I mean, Rob has kind of done that, of course, but like,
I feel like
Kendall and Courtney would take the out to be like, I'm going to spend like 6 months just like not being here because.
Well, I thought Courtney from the last season, I really thought when they were still on E, I thought she was going to be done with it. Like, I didn't think she would want this to be a part of her life at all, but she.
But I think in the end, she's so jealous of her sisters and she's the older sister and she is. But she's not looked at as that. Like the middle child has risen as queen, and like she just has. It's kind of like it reminds me a little bit of Kathy Hilton and Kim and Kyle because like I mean Kyle is not the middle, but like Kim is the middle daughter in that situation. But like Kathy is a bit older, and like the other two have more going for them on paper, like to their name. Like,
totally.
Like Kathy is married to the Hilton, like Mecca. Right. So I'm not saying she's like not successful or doesn't have money, but like in terms of like hard work and like what they have, like Kyle has literally created a huge television show. She is the center of it. Her husband runs a wildly successful real estate company, and her sister Kim Richards was a child superstar.
Yeah.
And Kathy's just like the older sister who just like had to marry rich to stay in the conversation, which like I think Courtney kind of shares a similar trajectory. Because when she was like, I have this pill, what is she, vitamins? I'm like, this sounds like Chris was like, gun to your head, like what, think of one thing we could just do to throw LLC on, you know?
Well, and yeah, it's like the whole poop. It's the craziness of that family is how they are. The branding is like another level.
But she doesn't have an eye for it. Like, I think I say what you want about Kim K. She has an eye for aesthetics and
but
branding.
She's also fearless too. Mm-hmm. She doesn't care. And I think that, I mean, I'm sure there's some parts of her, but she doesn't get the level of I don't give a fuck that she's just like, no, this is who I am and I'm going to do this.
Totally.
Whereas I feel that the other, like, I'm completely placing what could be totally wrong, but it feels like she thinks more than she just does. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's our think piece on
a little Kardashian dive.
Well, I want to get into this premiere episode of BIP. So once again, I have not watched. I realized when I pressed play on this is that I missed quite a few seasons of regular because they did like three or four within the year because I didn't watch Michelle's season. The last season I watched was Katie's. So we had Michelle, we had Clayton. Clayton, is that his name?
I think so. Yeah.
And then we had the two ladies. Okay. Yes. So three seasons, but kind of three and a half because you got two.
Well, I have only watched this Gabby and Rachel season and I missed the other season.
So we're
both on the same page.
Because there are so many Clayton girlies in this. And I'm like, I don't know who you are.
Also, there are so many Clayton girlies and there is so much. I am blown away. Mm-hmm. I was blown away. First of all, let me just start by saying this. The whole show makes me so wildly uncomfortable that I actually sit with my, like, I watch most of it like this. I cannot stand them making out.
I get it.
I really am bothered by it. it bothers me.
And, there's something to me, and once again, I don't know who you love in this world, but sometimes just watching like drunk straight people make out just doesn't do it for me.
Well, by the way, is that like I am not afraid, like PDA, whatever, like live your life, make out, good. It's the watching them on TV and knowing that like there's a camera crew behind them and very like exposed, and then we're all watching this. I feel like I'm sitting on top of them and they're about to kiss me.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to kiss me.
I completely agree. I get it. And also something when you I forget about the show, about BIP.
Yeah.
They like don't experience air conditioning.
No. Like, oh, I would die.
I would be, I don't know how they're not all just like absolutely drenched in sweat and like beet red all the time. Like I have like, I get red so easily, especially with a combo of drinking and sun. And they film in the worst time to be in Mexico. Like it's the hottest time, the dead of summer. I think they film it in like July or something. I'm like, July in Mexico, it's literally
brutal.
Taking in the sun at like 100 degrees.
It's totally brutal. And also I don't know about you. Okay. So I'm a big music festival person.
Okay,
I love going
nightmare,
to festivals.
Yeah.
It's either, I just had this conversation with my friend. I'm like, you either love it or you hate it.
I've turned on you, Nicole. I thought we had so much. And then
we can still be one. We can still be one.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
We can still be one. We're one still. But I can't do like, I know people who will camp. And it's hot at these festivals always, right? Because it's in the desert or in the summer, whatever. I can't do it. I have to be in a hotel. I need air conditioning. You're hungover in the morning. So when I'm watching this and I'm thinking to myself, they're waking up with no AC. I literally can't even imagine also my resting bitch face of these people on the show would just, I think I would be kicked off immediately.
I totally agree. But I think that there's just so much to the show that we will never totally like know. And these people are starving for camera time. So like they don't care.
Starving.
I think this is the thirstiest like franchise of reality television, like Batch Nation, because these people at this point I think are just like waking up and being like, I want to be on The Bachelor. I mean, because when I remember when the first season of The Bachelor was like growing up, like it happened probably I assume everyone's my age, but I think it was probably when I was in high school maybe. Or
yeah, I want to say that I'm the same, and it was with I forget the guy's name, but it was magical watching it again because they set it up. Also, they set up these dates, right? And this is no judgment. Like, listen, starving artists, mm-hmm. we're all like trying to do our best over here. So I'm not judging anyone's jobs. But the problem with the show is that you're putting like, I'm going to make up a name, Jake, that works at a tire shop, and making him the bachelor.
Jake
and
C. Then present,
yeah. Literally, like, yeah, Jake B. Yeah. Like, just
there's
like,
always, we got always a B.
Always someone like Michael A.
Right.
So, Romeo A. Like, it's ridiculous. So you're putting these guys who are then ABC is making these like insane dates where of course you're gonna fall in love. Like I could fall in love with a wall if the fireworks were flying over me. Like
same.
But you're Stockholm not gonna syndrome. Be able to you're not gonna be able to hold that up.
No.
So I mean, that's the problem. That guy can't, Jake A from the tire shop can't give you a firework show.
No, that when the cameras are down, baby, when that red light is off, you just got Jake A from the tire shop making you Easy Mac. And if that does it for you, work. There's a lot of people that would love Jake A to make some Easy Mac for them, but that
100%.
But you're not gonna get that all the time.
No, you're not getting that all the time.
So instead of like going through the episode minute by minute, we're just gonna go through kind of like the cast of characters and talk about like our thoughts on their entry into the beach and that sort of stuff. So for those listening at home, just find yourself a nice little list of the cast. You can follow along. So a lot of these people are new to me. So first of all, Romeo. Romeo came in and I guess has like a love triangle with two other women who they talked. It's clear. Also, something else that's clear here is so many of these people are corresponding on Instagram prior to going, which is annoying to me.
Like, yeah. Again, it's very the inauthenticity of right. it. You can smell it.
Right. So Romeo essentially like was at Stagecoach and was like hooking up with a lot of VIP, like a lot of batch girls, because he's like in a weird love triangle with two of them, which I want to get to later because there's like a fight later we'll talk about that at the end because that was like the end of the episode. But yeah. Romeo could get it.
Romeo
is hot.
I agree with you. I feel like Romeo, when Romeo came and I was like, and again, these people are very new to me. I don't know a lot of them because I haven't been watching the show. There's a few people that mm-hmm. were on this last season that I recognize. One who I absolutely cannot stand, but Romeo is hot. And I'm so like, hot. Okay, you 100%. I like, you're half naked with each other also, yes. by the way, on this, like, of course you're going to have this. And I want to say he's one of the hotter ones.
I agree. Maybe the hottest. Top three, I would say.
I agree. Yeah. Totally agree with you.
Next we have, Michael A. Well, Michael was on Katie's season and had such a little emotional moment about his, deceased wife who passed away, and he's a single dad and all that stuff. And on that season, I was in love with him. That was like the last season I watched and really in love with him. He was just so genuine and felt like such a bizarre, genuine presence on the fakest show on television. I think he's drank the Kool-Aid because the way when he walked in, when Jesse Palmer was like, he was like intimidated by his muscles. when he walked in, he was like, "You're like so big, bro." I'm like, God, straight men, I can't.
Oh, they're it's a disgusting.
It's, yeah.
This guy, for me, I felt the same way. I did not watch his, I did not watch his season, but I know about him. I've heard his story and I know, excuse me, when he walked in, I was like, oh, he drank the Kool-Aid. Fully. He thinks he's cool. He also looks like a beefcake.
He does.
And I cannot stand it. He looks like he's puffed up with his shoulders. And there's something to me that looks more almost like bodybuilder.
I was saying, I think there's roids happening or there's some sort of supplement. Yes. Yeah.
He looks like a roid out.
But on his season, he was such a dweeby little dad and was so cute.
And now he's a dad influencer. Now he is a dad roided out influencer also, beefcake.
Right, right. But also
his teeth are too white for his beard. Ooh.
Totally agree. And then he was talking about his son and was like, what happened on his season, on Katie's season, he left the show. Like she was going to pick him. Like they were all in on each other. He was like, I want you to be the mother of my child. Like we were at that level of like love. And then his kid had like a breakdown because like he was gone for so long and he was like, I have to go like be with my son. Like he's not doing okay. Like with me being gone for so long, he doesn't have anyone, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I would love to continue this later. And she's like, well, I have a show I have to film and now you've ruined. And
like, yeah, so
she was
idiot.
Like irrationally mad because he was leaving to be with his son. It was all kind of weird, but he was talking about his son and like, his like as if his son was like, so I didn't like you being, his son is like five, he's like, I didn't want you to be on the bachelorette anymore, but you can't pass up VIP. like, it's like as if the son just like granted access for this, like it's like this is okay. Like it was only a couple of years ago when the other thing happened. Is he gonna miss you again?
Yeah. And well, and now I wonder, is that gonna be a thing?
Right.
So is the son gonna be, not in a mean way. I always feel like when it's so much about the, like that storyline, I'm like, I almost feel bad sometimes, you know, it's just kind of.
Yeah. Cause the producers, I'm sure every time they're sitting are like, one more time, tell everyone about your dead wife. And it's like, right. Okay, like.
It's sad. I feel for the kid and yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't love it, but that's just my two cents. And that's where I get like the icky feeling with reality TV sometimes. I'm like, ugh, hate this.
Do we have to? Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, so Shanae.
Yeah. It's Shanae. I wrote a little note. I started taking notes on this, so there's some notes here that you're going to see, but then I deleted some. But I did not. This is the first I've seen of her because I did not watch Clayton season, but I'm obsessed with her. She's a nightmare.
I didn't watch her either, and she's a nightmare. And I need to point out two things. She did this line where she was like, I'm being Shanae. Like she's so, like she said something and I was like, wait, what is this in reference to? But it's her. Was her just, I'm being Shanae. And then she was eating a shrimp in her opening where she's like, I don't know. And I was like, my parents would kill me if I went on this TV show and behaved like
No, I know exactly. Her mom, I'm sure she was born and raised in Orange County. Back to that conversation.
Yes.
Like, she gives me, like, mom is, like, fully, like, Amy Poehler and Mean Girls, like, loving this moment for her daughter.
You're so right. Loving it. She tells everyone. She's like, watch my daughter make out with a shrimp. It's so cute.
Right. Also, I'm getting my eyes on her last name. She's a very weird name. Shanae Ankeny.
Ankeny.
That does not roll off the tongue.
That's why she came on VIP, because she's looking to change that.
Yeah, she needs someone to sweep up that last name. Okay, so next up we have Jill. Jill was my MVP of the episode. I thought she was so light, funny, and she gets into this drama with the love triangle with Romeo. And
yes.
It's Jill, and then I believe the other woman's name is, what is it? I have it pulled up somewhere written down. Regardless, they get it. Kira. She comes out on top of that, and Kira's being I think, irrationally mean to her for no reason. I agree. For television.
I know we're going to get into that, but I loved it when Jill was sitting on the bed and then Kira was coming over. I really was like, are they going to punch each other? Because she's like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it now.
I kind of wish. Let's do it
right now. I was like, Kira's going to throw this wine in her face. That's what I kept thinking. Mm-hmm. She's going to throw the wine in her face, but she didn't. So anyways.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about the drama now though, because they get into this fight on the beach. So Jill and, Romeo have this like moment where he's like, I want to pursue you. Like, I want to make that clear. And Jill's like, okay, that's fine. But you need to go tell Kira that. Cause Kira walked in. Also, when Kira walked into the beach, she like stole Jill's drink.
Yeah.
Which was so gross.
It was so weird.
It's not good reality TV drama. I'm like, that's just gross. Like you're really going to drink her like drink. Like,
I also think that Kira has, and I know we haven't gotten to her yet, but just a side note, so I don't forget, Kira has a little bit of this, like she's like a little drunk, like I'm, this is a terrible impression of her, but she's just like, she reminds me of like a woman of me like this, like, why is she not talking? And I'm like, what's her deal?
What? I think there's no food, and I think there's pills, and I think she's a doctor. She can get her hands on anything. That's the other thing. She's a doctor, and she's like, so I heard that she was very lightly featured on her. I think she was like an early out on Clayton's season, so it was not very big into the storyline of that season.
Yeah.
And I guess like she kept talking about, she's like, no one, she being like, no one like knew that I'm a slut too. Like, she's like, America needs to learn. Like, not only am I a doctor, but I'm like a horny bitch.
It's so it's just, crazy. Like,
that's not a personality.
Also, when she was doing her opening with her doctor thing and her green bathing suit, I just can't take it. I literally get so angry watching this show. Totally. I'm like, what is this?
And what if, like, I want to, I the next guest we have in the pod, I want someone who's a patient of hers, because I gotta know what it's like to be a patient of whatever her name is. What was her name? I just forgot it. Kira.
Wait a second. Can you find, we need you to find that. And I'm going to need you to have me back with you on this because it's very important for my mental state.
A sit down with her patients.
Please. We can interview her patients. That would be hilarious.
Although I think that breaks HIPAA code. Like, you can't just like find out people's patients.
That's true. You're right. But I bet you someone would be glad to talk about it.
Oh yeah.
Maybe not.
I think her patients would, because if I was her patient, I'd be like, you are crazy. Wait, Kira. Wait. Okay, I'm looking this up. Where, I just want to figure out where she is a doctor. So, oh, she's not a doc. She's an MD. So MD. So she's like she's like masters in like nurse. Like, I think she's like high level nurse. Isn't that what that means? Okay. An MD.
I think you might be right. We can look it like, up.
We're like two idiots. I'm like, here, like,
I don't know. No,
oh, she's an MD, of course. Actor.
Yeah. Yeah, that MD.
I'm trying
MD
to get
life
into her LinkedIn.
Okay, wait. What is an MD? Oh my God.
It's a master's in.
Okay, wait.
Let's see.
Doctor of medicine.
Does it just mean
now.
Medicine? Just short for medicine?
Doctor of medicine. Oh. Is a medical degree. This
we
is
are
too
so
much. Like,
stupid.
Okay, wait. Doctor of medicine is a. The people need to know. Maybe
wait,
people
she
don't
says, but she says she has an MBA. MD means doctor. A medicine doctor?
A doctor of medicine is a medical degree, the meaning of which varies between different jurisdictions in the United States.
I know, but I don't think she's a doctor, though, because on her LinkedIn, it says MD, MBA.
And it's more commonly known kind of physician. So she's like a physician.
Got it.
Okay,
so
what an MD does. Okay.
What an MD does.
Just really fast and we can wrap this up.
It doesn't? No, you're
that
fine.
Means they treat and diagnose conditions using conventional medical tools like x-rays, prescription drugs, and surgery.
Yeah, so she's not Oh, she is doing surgery?
A surgeon. Okay, can we just talk about the two of us here being like, she's not even a surgeon. Meanwhile, like, wait, we're doing a podcast about The Bachelor.
I know, I'm like, little does she know.
Yeah, what does she know?
So she did go to Penn State for medicine, which... Oh, great. Not Penn State, UPenn.
Okay.
For medicine. She's still there, it seems. She graduated in September of 2022.
Okay.
So, but then it says that she was a resident physician for 3 years, but that ended in 2019. This is all on her LinkedIn. So maybe she hasn't updated her LinkedIn, but maybe she's just
She can update it to Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, she's the first doctor on Paradise.
Great.
There you go. But yeah, so they get into a crazy fight. She then quickly after making Jill cry wants to like have sex with that like older gay man. What's his name?
Casey?
Yeah.
Oh, Casey was killing me.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. We'll
get to Casey because I have some thoughts on Casey.
This guy. Wait, Johnny DeFilippo.
So tell me about Johnny.
Oh, he's from Gabby and Rachel's season.
Yeah.
So this was the hard thing for me when I was watching Gabby and Rachel's season that I was so fixated on how terrible the men were. Like, I fully believed that the Bachelor casting directors were like, we want all men, but you got to be terrible. Like, mm-hmm. we want your brain to be made of bricks.
Yeah.
This guy says he's 26.
Mama. No.
Mama, no. Mama says no.
26?
Yeah, no, he says he's 26.
Because Johnny comes into play later with Luce.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of the whole show.
Yes, when Johnny said he was 26 in the interaction, I'm like, what?
So he said it when he came up on The Bachelorette. When he was with, I can't remember if he was Gabby or Rich, doesn't matter, but they put his name on the screen, obviously, and they said 25. And I was like, what? You are not 25. 25-year-old, no. That's not what a 25-year-old, like, I just don't, if he is, I need to know about his life. Like, I just don't understand.
Like, how, what happened?
He looks like he's, like, I mean, I think on he's The late Bachelor. 30s. Yes, I felt he looked late 30s, or I even said on this one frame of him on The Bachelorette, I was like, I would even believe if you said you were 40. I'm not age.
Something about when I think, but I think there's some lack of self-care happening.
100%. He's not using his moisturizer. No. He's like not mainlining drinking enough water. Miller Lite
and
yes,
washes his face once a week. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. This guy also, I don't know if you saw, but I will direct the people listening at home to this wonderful video of him rapping about being on The Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, he was the rapper.
And now it's on The Bachelor in Paradise's Instagram feed, and it's worth a watch.
Okay.
This guy, I said this on, I feel that he is the guy that now that he's got a little bit of fame, he will walk up to the front of the club because he feels like he knows the door guy, and he'll have the girls in bandage dresses behind him, but the door guy won't let him in because he's such a fucking tool.
Yeah. And it's a 30 and under club and he can't get in because he looks too old.
And under
not
club.
that exists. I just mean like,
hey, 30 and
you're
under.
You're too old to be
that's
here.
That's it. You're too old to be here. It's so great. I don't like him. He bothers me. Yeah. And I didn't like him on Gabby and Rachel's season.
I just don't like when like white men are like, no, but I rap. And it's like, okay, like that's like not, once again, on a list of things that aren't personality traits, that is not one of them either. Like, because you know, if he's rapping for Bachelor in Paradise, he's rapping at parties, he's rapping when no one's asking, like
He's rapping, but I guarantee you it's gonna come out this season because it always does when they're like singers or something, they're like with the guitar and they're right. Like, oh, man, he is terrible.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Quickly, Brittany. Brittany loved Brittany. She didn't really get much screen time, but she's, I think, a little too down to earth for this world, like for this franchise. She was on, I actually did watch her season. She was on Peter Weber's season. Pilot.
She's very pretty. Very pretty. Very pretty girl. And yeah. I also feel the same way. Like, I almost feel she's like, almost too good to be here.
Protect her.
I feel like she should leave. Yeah. Yes.
Like help her find other work opportunities.
She's wonderful. Yeah. Yes.
Because we have a lot of connections, especially in the MD world. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, Justin, is another one. You don't like Justin? See, I
do like him. I'm not mad at him. But Romeo can get it more for me.
Okay. Justin was on Katie's season and I watched that season, and he is so, so sweet. And it's nice to see him on here not being like a Bachelor Nation douchebag. I feel like he's kind of similarly the same that he was when he was on before. And he's kind of like a nerd, which I like.
I like that too. These are good points.
So, we also have, we have Hunter. Now we opened the whole show with Hunter on the toilet.
It was so.
We opened this season of Bachelor in Paradise with Hunter on the toilet, talking about her IBS and how she has both IBS C and D. And for those that don't know what that means, which I did not, and is it a thing? Maybe I'll ask our MD friend, but IBS C means constipation. IBS D means, you guessed it, diarrhea.
The level of that for me was so bananas. I actually was writing to Anna about this, mm-hmm. and I, in all caps, I think, let me see if I can find it really fast, but I basically was just like, are they kidding right now? Why are they doing this? Why is she on the toilet?
It's crazy.
Why is she doing this? Like, the girl that opened on the toilet, help me. Like, it's so mind-blowing.
The show was on ABC, network television, and yes. You opened the show with you taking a diarrhea shit on the toilet.
Also, I have to say this, is that when you're 21 and making these decisions, like, if you're going on the show and you're, like, 21 and you don't have a full fleshed-out career yet or whatever, I feel like things can be forgiven, right? You're like, right. No, whatever. I did this thing back in the day. Yeah, I was on the show, whatever. But when you're like 25, 26, 27, and you're starting to get third, I'm like, so you shouldn't be here anymore.
I just looked up her age. She's born in October of 92. So she's like 30.
Yes. So it's too much. You can't do the toilet thing.
No. No, babe.
You can't do the toilet
it's
thing.
Another thing that's not a personality. I mean, I think that's the overlying issue with this show is I think the producers tell them that, like, rapping is who you are. So, like, you got to do that whenever there's a chance to. And, like, I guess someone was like, Hunter, shitting is who you are. So, like, kind of really
IBS
lean
is your brand. You really got to lean into that.
So then we have Sierra Jackson. I was not familiar with Sierra. I thought she was a breath of fresh. I loved her doing a shot, rubbing it on her body. Thought she was great. It seems like down the pipeline, we have her and Michael together, which is kind of a weird,
very weird
combo to me.
Combo. Yeah, I agree.
Here we are.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. So Brandon, so once again, did not watch Michelle's season. Brandon, I guess, was like dumped right before the final rose or whatever and seemed to be heartbroken. Brandon did not do it for me like he does it for all the other people. What about you?
I agree with you. I even this picture of him bugs the shit out of me, which is
I agree.
Like, and then this green thing. I don't know.
There's something about him that I'm young.
Yes. I totally agree. Do we know how old he is?
Let me look. He literally could pass a 17. And that's why I didn't understand why the woman, I think I can't remember her name, we'll get to her, but was so infatuated with him. I'm like, you look like you're 10 years older than him. And I don't think you look old. I just think he looks like very, very young.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And he just doesn't, some people just stick out and he just doesn't, for me, he didn't do it.
He's 27.
Okay. So he's a baby.
Yeah. So when he gets to the beach, he immediately grabs, what's her name? Let me find her. Not Genevieve. Serene.
Yes.
So he immediately grabs Serene. He's like, I want to go talk to you. And Serene really wanted to meet, was hoping Brandon would be there. And they had like a very cute, like, love connection, which I bought. I thought that seemed pretty genuine because they both seemed pretty nervous. And that's when I do like the romance of the show. Like when it's like awkward and kind of like funny and like they're trying to figure their stuff out. Like I thought it was sweet. And I actually do think they look good together. Not that that means everything, but.
No, I agree with you. And I think there's, like I said, I think with this one too, is that what's kind of nice about it is that it's so kind of not don't hold back situations. You kind of are letting, they're letting their guard down. And it, there is cute moments where I'm like, oh, this is sweet. And it's, you know, but then there's the parts of it that are just so incredibly awkward. And you're just like, I cannot believe that I'm having to watch this right now. But
well, speaking of, so next we have this woman, Haley. Now, once again, don't know Haley from Night or Day, but
I don't know her either.
To me, this is a 45-year-old woman.
100%. I feel
and
like
it makes me sad because she's probably 25.
Has she been on the show before? Do we know?
So she was on Clayton's season. Let's see when she got out. Haley Mills, Bachelor. She was eliminated week one. So we really haven't gotten our eyeballs on her. So she was gone at the top of Clayton's season.
Okay, got it. So
America, the thing not just us, I think America is also new to her too.
She's just new. Yeah. I liked her little Southern accent and I will get to him, but I cannot stand Jacob, the guy who was like Tarzan. Made me laugh when when Haley was like, I mean, I'm not mad at it, but I'll look at it, but I'm not going to touch it about him as Tarzan. Like, as, I don't know. I thought that was very funny. And that
I agree.
Stuck out to me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's funny. She just, I get concerned for the future of, for the children, you know, because like this is not a beauty standard. Like she's had so much work done.
100%.
She's too young to have work done. She's a beautiful girl.
Yes. I feel like there's too much happening. I feel like that happens a lot, unfortunately, with the show though, because girls, it's so sad, like pick themselves apart and then you're on this show and then you're on it again and you're looking at yourself and it sucks and it's sad, but I agree. I feel like she's such a beautiful, like she doesn't probably need.
So she's 27, which is honestly a bit older than I thought that she was. Like I'm not saying she looked younger than that. I'm saying like I was nervous she was like 25 and was aging up to 45.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when Michael A was like, there are no young women here. I'm like, honestly, everyone looks like they're older than the men because like they're just have so much work done.
I agree. It's too overdone.
Right.
It happens a lot.
So we got to get into Lace. Now Lace there is like an era of Bachelor that I'm super familiar with. And Lace falls into like that umbrella. So that I think she was on Nick Viall's season. And then she was on a pretty wild season of VIP where she was doing kind of the same shit she's doing here. And I loved that old era of like the cast of characters we had back then. Cause they were not as hungry for, you know, camera time as the kids are now.
Yeah.
But I kind of am team Lace when she was like, this is so boring.
I wrote down a ton of her lines because I was full tears when she was like, I'm prettier than I have ever been.
Which as we should all walk through the world like that. Like every day being like, I'm literally prettier than I've ever been today. So like, why is no one coming up to me and acknowledging that?
She went to bed because she was not getting attention. And she was like, and then when she said, when she was like, my season was so much better than this or this season. And then lying about her birthday for attention.
That's crazy because people who lie about little shit is who you need to look out for.
Oh yeah. I totally agree with you. Lie to me about something big. You're not ready to come out. But when you're like doing the little things, it's a lot.
For a second, I thought you meant like you're not ready to come out of a closet or something.
I'm no, like about, sorry. Yes, something, sorry, I didn't come something. Out about like a big, huge topic, but yes, the little things like your birthday.
Like if you're willing to take the energy, like that takes energy to lie and then, about something that's not real.
100%. 100%. And then how Johnny, when Johnny was sitting with her and then he it told her that he was only 26. She was like so upset about it. And then he was like, also, he doesn't know her name. So he started calling her Luce.
Wait, so at the top, so she, Luce, AKA Lace, is having like this breakdown. And then he feels bad. So he's being nice and was like, I'll come sing you happy birthday. And then did you notice when, when he was singing happy birthday to her and he was like, inserting where you would say happy birthday dear Lace, happy yeah. He was like, happy birthday dear, how old are you turning? 37. Happy birthday. I'm like, he was clearly trying to put a feeler out for like her name, but he was like, I can't yes. say that, so like I need to say something else.
He came in with something else. It was very funny. She was by far, those moments were my favorite. And she's like, has this sort of drunk like vibe about her too, yes. which is just killing me. And she's like, how good is this? She's eating the dessert with both hands. It was just, it's, and that dessert so looks sloppy.
So gross. It was like, oh, a was red disgusting. Velvet cake brownie on a cookie with and yeah, she, her chin like adheses itself to her chest when she gets drunk in the confessionals, and she's like staring at you like through like the tops of her eyelids, and she's like sweating and slurring, and I like it. This is the stuff that I love. I'm like, I wish we had 10 Laces on the show or 10 Luces. Oh,
me too. Then it would be so, it would be the best. It's so great.
Luce is such a bold. I also, the way he said it, he was like, hey, you know, Luce. And she's like, what? He's like, Luce. She's like, did you say Luce? And he's like, she goes, did you say Luce?
Also, it's, that's when I'm like, oh yeah, you are 26, because right. only like a 20, like a man, a good man would go, I'm sorry, can you, it's the first day, like, will you remind me of right. your name? You know what I mean? But he's like, Luce. Well, like, yeah, no, you're right. You are 26.
He was like a freshman cool. in college when she was on BIP last.
Exactly. Right. It's too much. Like, he's not a fully developed man no. yet. So he's, that's why he's making those decisions.
Yeah.
Can't stand this guy.
Next, Logan. I couldn't tell. I don't know who he is. I don't remember him at all.
Do you ever watch, I don't know what happened with him, but do you ever watch Light? Have you ever watched like a Lifetime movie?
Of course. Yeah.
He looks like one of the husbands in, that like a is Christmas gonna movie. Kill you. Yeah. yeah. Or, yeah. or that he's going to kill you.
yeah. He also has some.
Look at him.
Oh God. I don't like looking at him. He looks like he's wearing a wig too. That hairline is sus.
Who's in the stash? It's too much.
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay. Next we have Genevieve. So Genevieve was the one who had that, who came out as someone who has narwhals on her Crocs.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, wow, we've lost the thread. Like, if this is what we're talking about on TV.
He's like, I wear Crocs. Yeah, I wear Crocs. And I was like,
like, okay. She thinks that's like her coming out as the quirkiest girl in town.
Oh yeah. Like that's like, the, I'm like, everyone's wearing Crocs, honey. Yes. I think Beyonce has a line of Crocs. Like yes. get in line.
She's like, and do you want to know what is on my Croc? A narwhal. And it's like, that is such a, if I was sitting next to me, like a weird flex.
She really went through most of it. She went through, she said something else too. She's like, I got this. It was like.
It sounds like you're talking to like a 10-year-old. And you're, what you, like, you're like stuck with your friend's kid and you're like, what's on your shoes? And he's, oh, like, a gosh, narwhal. It's so a whale funny. With a horn. And you're like, cool. Okay.
Oh my God. It's just too good. It was so funny. This guy makes
Jacob,
me want
Tarzan to Jacob.
Throw myself okay. out onto the freeway.
So, so Jacob came in with like a nude illusion panty and then on it. On it had like this like leaf wrapped around. Part of me is like, I think he would have been more successful if, because last season of BIP, I forget his name, but he's really hot and older, has like a crazy body. He came in like naked, quote unquote, and it was clear he wasn't naked because like that would be crazy. I think he just had yeah. like a nude under on and they just blurred it. That would have been more successful here for me because then at least I didn't have to see just like what was happening down there.
So he also was on Gabby and Rachel's season. And
so what was he like then?
he came in on a horse with his shirt off.
No,
and I
like Fabio?
And I thought he had, yes. And I thought he had like a maybe chest implants. I still feel like maybe he does.
Okay.
Because they were like uneven. No. And I was like dissecting them and oh so God. Confused. Because you know what it is that for me, is that men are so hard. Not all, but a lot of guys.
Continue.
Straight white men are so hard on women, right?
Yeah, of
it's
course.
Like, oh, we want, they want the next sex thing, the 25-year-old, the this, the that. They, we're crazy. We do too much of this. Mm-hmm. We do too much of that. And it's like, you know what? No, you guys are such fucking douchebags.
Yes.
You get no right. Like this motherfucker is walking up on a horse with his shirt off, and then he's turning into Tarzan on national television. Like, I just can't. I have no space for it. I can smell the douche steaming off his yeah. dick. Get me out of here.
And you know he's an awful lay.
Awful. He is a two-pump.
Never made a girl come once.
Never made it. And he won't go down. I guarantee you he won't go down.
1,000%.
He's not going down on you. He's not going down on you, which I think is a huge red flag. Like, girls deserve that. Like, you deserve
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Guess who does go going... down on girls? Romeo. And I don't know that for a fact, but you know he goes
down there swimming.
Oh, swimming. Down swimming. Under the sea down there, baby. He is in.
You can tell, though, these guys, and we can talk specifically. I'm not trying to, like, I'm just saying in general is that you just notice it so much, just men and,
yeah.
and this thing of, like, oh, women are so crazy, or, you know, oh, they've aged out. We only want to date 21-year-olds, 18-year-old, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is like, these men are terrible. And they 100%, like this guy, some of these guys on here, I'm just like, why would you even want to waste your time? He's never going to make you come.
No. He's someone I'm just like, you should just go live alone. Just jerk off so no one has to like participate in this.
You want to, how weird would that jerk off be though? The weirdest jerk off you've
weird.
Ever seen.
Like, I'm not interested in seeing it.
Like, neither am
you know,
I.
He probably like talks to himself during it, like pumps himself up.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
I found the photo
looks
of him
at himself walk
on the horse.
There he is.
Or not.
Yeah,
this...
look at his pet. Look at his pecs.
Yeah. Weird. Weird. Also, yeah. And I have an issue with men who are too like jacked, because I'm like, you care so much about that you won't be caring about me in the way that I like to be taken.
No, you love yourself too much. Like, yeah, I can't no. with any of that. I'm we're on the same page. Yeah.
So next we have Serene, who to me, why? No, I don't know the ins and outs of Batch Nation anymore, but she feels like a bachelorette to me. Like, she's star quality.
I totally
quality.
Agree. She's beautiful.
Stunning.
Look at her. She's gorgeous. And I have nothing to say thus far other than I felt, again, a little out of place. I'm like, why yeah. are you here? Get out of here.
I know.
Go do something else.
If her and, who is the guy?
Romeo?
No, she's not with Romeo. She's with the guy, the 17-year-old. Him, Brandon.
Yeah,
If they don't work out, she just needs to be the bachelorette, because she has like that it factor on camera. I'm like, she's hot and
you.
She's
yeah.
is charismatic and funny. I really, really liked her.
I agree.
Then we have Andrew, who was on Katie's season. I liked Andrew. I liked him on Katie's season. He taps his toe too much into the religion for my liking. Sometimes he's a very yeah. like God-fearing, like he's like God participates in the, you know, people who like are like, well, Jesus is here, and that's why I read this book today. That's why I got upgraded to first class. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. like the random
yes.
shit that
yes.
you're like, well,
yes.
actually, that has nothing to do with God.
Yeah, you're like, this is why I had breakfast today, because,
right.
you
right.
know,
like,
yeah,
well,
yes, I know exactly what you're
yeah.
talking about.
So I think he found his match, though, in Teddy the Virgin, because I have a feeling she, if she's a virgin on Batch Nation, the Lord has found himself
and
in her
life.
And
she said something about his feet, right?
Yeah, well,
do you
he
remember
showed
that?
His
he was
feet
like,
to her. But that's, if, and here's the thing. I don't claim to have a pretty foot, but I'm also not ripping my, like, toes out and showing them to my partner, even though we live together.
And she said something about the flatness of it. I was just like, what is happening? But they are kind of perfect for each other.
Yeah. They're like, and oh, so they get the one-on-one date of the episode, which I thought was a really weird choice because there's so much, there was drama happening with other people that giving him the date card to me felt like kind of like a sleeper to be the first date.
I agree.
Of the season. I mean, granted, this is also the season that started with women shitting on a toilet, but like I think that maybe the first date should have gone to either someone super kooky, crazy, or someone that felt like they were really like in love.
Yes. But
they go to this restaurant with the grossest looking margarita hot tub.
It was deranged. It disturbed me. I hated it. I literally, I couldn't.
And I think that they can't turn bubbles on because of the audio. So they look like they're just sitting in a green bathtub. It was so weird.
It was just so weird. I hated it. I fully hated it. I was like, what is this? Yes, they look like they were dropped in the middle of Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, which actually I think Rainforest Cafe would have been more fun.
I totally agree.
Oh, I miss Rainforest Cafe. I would honestly go to one. Me too.
I love Rainforest Cafe. They had one at Downtown Disney here. And I was like upset. I thought it was the best thing ever. And they give you like those drinks and the big things. Yes. Very commercial, but it's the best. No, I love it. Yeah.
Okay, and then last but certainly least.
Not least.
Yeah. Casey. Now, Casey, I have a couple things to say about Casey. Casey gives me murder vibes a little bit.
There's yes.
Crazy behind the eyes, and I think some of that crazy might be because he's not fully had a conversation with himself about his sexuality, because let everyone go on their own journeys with that. I'm not trying to like shame anyone on that, but he feels a little gay to me. And he also, when one of the men came in, I can't remember which one it was, he could not get his eyes off. Oh, I think it was maybe Tarzan. He couldn't get his eyes off of his body. I'm like, Casey, eyes up here, baby.
I instantly was like, what's this guy's deal? What's going on?
Yeah.
And then when he was talking about his night with the girl and how he was like playing with her nipples, or like there was a lot of nipple play I was like,
Kira goes to him after like the breakup thing happened with Romeo, and Kira is playing with his nipples and he's like, oh God, my mom will like hate this. And she's like, she says the worst line I think I've ever heard in maybe reality television history. Come to the boom boom room or whatever with me and make your dad proud. I was watching it this morning. I was like, I might need to turn this off.
Off. It's so.
Make
your, oh my God.
Make your dad proud.
Proud. Come to the boom boom.
Is this
room
a porn? She's a doctor.
Yeah. She's crazy.
She's crazy.
It's so bad. It was bad. I really was. There was quite a few lines. The personality differences is great for TV.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it really is. So, that's everyone. That's all like the people who came onto the beach like this week. We also get a teaser at the end of the episode that Victoria F, I believe is her name, she was on Peter Weber's season, and she is drama. She like when they were, did you watch that season?
But when I was watching the thing come, when I was watching the previews for then, I was like, you can tell.
Peter took her to a one-on-one date to this like country music festival, aka like set up for the show. Like it wasn't actually a festival. They had like plants there essentially that were like pretending they were watching this band play. And she gets there and she's like white in the face. And he's like, are you okay? And she's like, I need to like go like sit down or something. Like I'm not. And then, then they're like, what's wrong? Like producers like have to jump in. Like, what's wrong? And she's like, that's my ex-boyfriend. The like lead singer of the band that Bachelor had hired to like come play on the
Did
show.
They know?
Of course they Of course they knew in some way. So like it was like set up. But then she made it all the way to hometowns. And when they go to hometowns, they're walking around her hometown. This woman who did not sign a release to be on TV, her face is blurred out, which makes me believe it's real, is like, you fucked my husband.
Oh.
And Victoria's like, what? And she's like, you, like, they're literally like walking past like a Sonic in her like podunk old like town somewhere in the South. And this woman literally walks up. She's like, you fucked my husband, you fucker. And like, and she's like, go away. And like, production had to like take the woman away.
Oh, wait, I need to look up this clip, like the clip of this.
It is insane. Wild. And I'm like, too many weird shit has gone. And she also, like, I think has had some weird political things and is friends with some gross people. And when bad news follows you, like at some point the call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I totally agree with you. I 100% feel the same way.
Yeah.
Like I'm interested. I feel sometimes I'm like, I fall off of these shows and then I don't finish them and whatever, but then I feel like I kind of want to commit to this and see it through and see what happens a little bit.
So I do too. But my only concern with it, and this is always my issue with this whole franchise and everything, is starting next week, it's on Monday and Tuesday for 2 hours. And I'm like, you're telling me 4 hours a week?
I don't have time for that. Yeah. It's almost, I wish someone would just recap the highlights for me, which I'm sure people do, but 4 hours to commit to that. I lose interest too. Like I really tried to hone in so you and I could have a full discussion about it too, but it's 2 hours
of
this.
Like I don't,
you could wrap this up in an hour. Give me Lace Loose. Give me Tarzan.
Yes.
Let me judge everyone a little bit and then get them out.
Yeah.
See you next week. I don't need you.
Keep
for
it light,
4 hours.
Breezy. There's too many people here too. We went through so many people. So, wait. So, before I let you go, who do we think is going all the way? Anyone? Do we think anyone?
I almost feel like I'm like, will Teddy and Andrew go all the way?
I actually kind of
do.
That
would be hilarious.
Even though it would have been the most awkward date ever.
But I almost want one of these really, if these really good, humble girls that were getting the good vibes from, I would love to see them go.
Yes. Like the, well, I loved Jill.
I loved Brittany
as well. Brittany was the one that we were like, we don't want her on TV because we think she's too normal.
I think Jill, and I would like to see one of those two. I really like Jill, and I also think she's really good for TV too.
Yes, because she's like the nice, she's like the mix of like down to like get into the drama and make jokes, but also like kind of there for the right reasons, I guess.
That's my favorite line. So they're always there for the right reasons.
Right.
Always there for the right reasons.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much. This was a blast.
Oh my gosh, I had so much fun. Are you kidding me? Thank you for having me.
Of course. You're welcome back anytime. And tell everyone where they can follow you and like all your videos and all those things.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm just Nicole Travolta. TikTok, Instagram. That's really the mains.
Yeah.
My main baddies.
Yes. And then you can follow me at The Tom Hamlet on IG as well as the podcast at Dumpster Dive Pod. And then the Dumpster Dive TikTok is 2, 2 Dumpster Divas. So check that out. And make sure to like, rate, review, subscribe to all the content creators, whatever the format is that you love. It is a currency these days. So that is a very great way to support Nicole, support this podcast, and support anyone out there hustling. So do that. And Nicole, say bye to the listeners. Bye.
Bye.